October 23rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The covenant I have come to establish with mankind through these messages is a covenant of truth. Man is not cognizant of his place before me. He continues on his path of self-destruction. I cannot intervene in the war that is ongoing in hearts unless mankind chooses my assistance. Every heart is a battleground. The war is between good and evil. Satan disguises good as evil and evil as good. This is why the path of truth is confused with the evil path of lies. The weapons most powerful against Satan in this world war are prayer and sacrifice. Every prayer prayed from the heart is like a bullet in the heart of evil. This weapon is too simple for most to recognize. However, it can unravel the most intricate plan of evil. So my heart weeps until my children discover the truth of Satan's destruction, prayer, and sacrifice. This is a plea for the safety of all mankind. In its simplicity, it is almost unrecognizable. Truth uncovers the need for this solution." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.